Welcome to the Empowered Dancers podcast, where we talk openly about all things empowerment in the salsa, bachata and kizomba scene. Join me as I talk about the highs and lows of Latin dancing, as well as interviewing some incredible people on their stories, experiences and points of view, both in the dancing and beyond. Go to empowereddancers.com/5ways for 5 tips to boost your confidence on the social dance floor. I'm Bobby Miles, that's Bobby with an IE and Miles as in distance. Isena Buslo is a bachata dancer based in Geneva, Switzerland, and she has been dancing for 20 years. And in that time, Isena has grown in social dancing, teaching both solo work and partner work, performing, competing, and choreographing. I am really happy to have you here, Isena. Welcome.
Thank you.
Joining us today with Isena, we have Diana Leo. Welcoming back, Diana. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Diana is here as our go-between today, but we're going to do it through French and English. And since my French is very poor, but Diana's French and English are top, Diana has agreed to be our go-between today and to help with some translation. So thank you, Diana, for joining us to act as support for Isena and I, and also to Isena for coming and joining us, even though English is not your go-to language. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, Isena, what started that fire for dance?
Alors, tu vas pouvoir m'aider un petit peu.
Oui, bien sûr.
J'ai commencé la danse lorsque j'avais 4 ans par la danse classique. C'est ma mère qui m'a inscrit. Et depuis tout ce temps, depuis 20 ans maintenant, je danse depuis que je suis toute petite et ça a été vraiment le début de ma carrière de danseuse.
Mm. So she started dancing in classical when she was 4 years old, so little baby. And from then she really fell into the passion of dancing and decided to make it her work of line of work,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then what drew you to bachata?
La bachata est arrivée dans ma vie quand j'avais 13 ans, pendant une soirée de danse sportive, parce que je faisais de la danse sportive avant, et ils m'ont proposé du coup de venir découvrir, et je suis tombée amoureuse de la musique.
Lovely.
Diana? Yeah. So she started in ballroom dancing à 14 ans, t'as dit. Yeah, 13. And then at 13, she got into a Latin party and she fell in love with the music and the ambience and everything.
Beautiful.
A big coup de foudre, we say in French.
So now as a dancer, do you dance 100% bachata or do you still dance the classical dances that you started with?
Ah, est-ce que tu danses juste la bachata ou tu fais d'autres styles aussi?
Alors je fais d'autres styles, donc classical, ballroom, and urban,
comment? Urban
dances,
genre hip hop,
jazz. And salsa, kizomba, more dances because I love dances. Yeah. And I think it's very important to dance, de toucher un tout.
Touch everything.
From formation. Formation, on dit comme ça. La formation.
For her training.
For training.
Mm-hmm.
And I love dance.
Yeah. you like fusion of style, no?
Yes. Yes.
Seeing everything.
My style. I want to touch everything for proposing.
To propose.
Une danse différente, un style différent.
A unique style.
Yeah, I see that a lot in your posts that you share on social media. You've got that fusion and the sprinkles of different genres coming in, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
and
really
I think as a teacher, you're also known in the industry as not just bachata, but like you have a fusion style and Latin street, because you do workshops in Latin street. So that's very cool.
It's really cool. So when you moved from teaching locally to teaching at other events outside of your local things and at bigger events, how did you find that transition?
Donc c'est quand je passais de local à I started to teach when I have
when I was
when I was
when, you, when I had
when I had sorry 16 years old. But I was just me, self,
alone.
And I start to teach everywhere when I have a partner dancer. Because avant, pardon, j'ai plein de
mots.
Before, it was very difficult to teach quand tu étais jeune, quand tu étais seule.
When you're alone and young.
Yes, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult.
Yeah, yeah, but, especially.
Sorry.
No, carry on.
With my partner.
Mm-hmm. Previous partner.
Yeah. I travel everywhere in Congress, festival, to teach and dance.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's a lot harder if you're solo and a woman to move into these different events. Do you think that had an impact on becoming an established international artist in the salsa, bachata, kizomba scene?
Est-ce que tu penses le fait d'avoir un partenariat, ça t'a permis d'être plus connu dans le secteur?
Yes, because c'est un milieu où c'est le partenaire qui guide. C'est ce qui est mis en avant. Donc forcément, il part du principe que c'est lui qui va donner toutes les indications et les directives.
Because it's an industry where it's couple dancing, so that's why having a partnership is essential, because they think that the leader will, you know, give kind of like the direction of the class, everything. So that's why you need a partner. If you're a solo woman, I think it works less, right?
Mm.
It's better to have a partner and then for your marketing. Yeah, it's better.
Yes, because but it was after
before.
Because now it's different.
Mm-hmm.
More dancer women work to teach alone, because now it's plus ouvert, more open
and open-minded
for lady styling.
Yes, yeah, and that's because of people like you who've got all these skills and experience that you can say, hey, no, I've got stuff that I can share with the followers, and followers are half of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that we have people and teachers who are there for them.
Yeah. C'est important maintenant qu'on ait des workshops de lady styling, parce que ça donne une place plus importante aux follow dans les festivals, etc. Il n'y a pas que les leaders, il y a aussi les follow qui doivent apprendre comment gérer leur corps, etc.
Complètement.
Yeah, and they deserve half the space, so thank you.
On mérite la moitié de la place quand même.
Oui, voire plus.
More than half of the place.
Yes, that is often the case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it can be frustrating when you have lessons where the lead teacher, the male teacher usually, but the leader is giving so much content.
Yeah.
That it's great to have experienced, confident women like Izena who will go, Non, non, we need half the space.
Qu'on donne plus d'indications et d'informations pour le leader et pour les follows. Donc, c'est bien d'avoir des profs comme toi qui donnent aussi la place aux follows dans les cours.
Bon, je suis là, pas, j'explique. Hein. Quand j'ai commencé, du coup, avec mon partenaire, c'était très compliqué de trouver ma place. J'ai mis beaucoup de temps. J'ai mis, je pense, 2 ans à comprendre que j'avais une place aussi. J'étais jeune. Et donc, du coup, je pense que le rapport d'avoir une jeune qui va inculquer quelque chose à d'autres hommes, c'est assez compliqué.
When she started that partnership work with her previous partner, she was quite young. So she took almost 2 years to really get her presence, you know, in imposed in the class. Because with her previous partner, because he was older, sometimes they look at you as your junior, you're younger. So in terms of self-confidence, etc., she had to really work on that to get herself respected.
But okay, let me take a little move though, because perhaps I'm thinking about where you got your fire and confidence from. And I also know you do a lot of competing and competitive dance work as well. So what does competing give to you that is more than social dancing or teaching?
And more challenges. Because when I teach, I love teach. Je partage.
I share
more tips with my students. But I love too performing, être sur scène,
be on stage,
and more confidence because it's the competition in solo is very, very difficult because we are solo and more people.
Yeah.
People see me, but it's very theatrical.
Theatrical. It's it's like a show.
Like a show because I'm not easy now when I am on stage. I have another
alter ego.
Yes,
alter ego.
Because if it's Izena on stage, no. In my life, I'm very peur. Ça me fait peur.
You're afraid.
I'm afraid.
You're shy, a little bit shy.
Yes. And, I work on my after ego. C'est ça? Alter ego. To walk on stage.
Oh. Brilliant. That must be such a rush and such a great experience. That's so cool. So, Izena, what are you most looking forward to with your new lady styling team that you're just launching now?
I want to create a mega crew because I have a team in France. And now we start the team of Geneva. And I want to
gather
together to have une grande team.
She wants to gather the two teams to have one big team
to perform on stage in festival, congress
to get everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
I love
states.
It. That's,
yeah, like you know what? Mexico.
Yeah. Have you got a name for your team yet?
Le nom de ta team, est-ce que tu en as un ou pas?
Levitsa. But en 2017.
In 2017,
I create my first team and I name it Levitsa.
Levitsa.
Ça veut dire lionne en russe.
So in 2017, she created her first team named Levitsa and means lion in Russian. Yes.
Ooh, that's cool.
Wow. So in Geneva, the name is Levitsa.
Lovely. So everybody, watch out for Levitsa coming to you soon. So if you could give one tip to someone who wants to start moving into solo performing, because it's a huge jump, what tip would you give them?
The tip is to jump. Jump because si tu attends trop, if you wait much, too much, tu passeras jamais le cap. You will not complete. So, il faut, je suis désolée, hein, il faut pas réfléchir.
Mm-hmm.
Et il faut y aller.
Yeah.
Et surtout être soutenu, avoir un coach.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't think too much. You just go into it. And you must have a coach by your side as well.
Mm.
To guide you.
Si tu es bien représenté, soutenu par quelqu'un, il n'y a aucune raison, tu peux que partir dans la bonne direction.
Mm-hmm. If you're supported well by someone, by the coach, you can only go further. So you go to that because the coach gives you the direction and you follow with the coach.
Mm. Amazing. Izena, thank you so much for coming and chatting. And thank you, Diana, as well. Thank you to you both. This has been really cool. We haven't done a three-way double language episode yet. So this is cool.
New format.
I think our French listeners will be happy to have some French in there as well.
Okay. Mm.
Well, Izena, we wish you all the best of luck with your competition. When this episode comes out, your competition will have been and gone. So even though this will come out after the competition,
mm-hmm.
I'm sending all the good luck for the championships next week.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Empowered Dancers podcast. If there's an aspect of the dancing you would like to hear about or a particular teacher you would like to hear from, drop me a message and I will try to make it happen. Make sure you subscribe to get every episode as it comes out. Thank you so much for the comments and questions you are already sharing. I really, really appreciate it, and I look forward to serving you in next week's episode.